Welcome back to the National Defense. Nate Herron here in the studio. And you know, when they have our friends from Ford on, whether we're talking the Explorer or we're talking about, you know, all sorts of the history of the company or what they did to step up and help our country during COVID, you know, Ford has been there getting people moving, getting businesses moving, and we're welcoming back our personal favorite guest from Ford. They've given us lots of great guests over the years, but we've got Ford Archives and Heritage Brand Manager Ted Ryan back on the show. Ted, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on. I've got the best job in the world. I get to talk Ford history every single day. It's
you do.
Just fantastic.
And, you know, we've had people talk to us about you and your job and the great spots you do here on this show, because you're normally on talking about, you know, I know for a fact you could talk about the Ford Mustang and the Mustang family uninterrupted for about 30 hours straight.
Mustang, F-150, Arsenal of Democracy. I think I've been on with you guys talking about the Arsenal of Democracy in the past. Yes, no, it's there's so many facets, so many layers of the onion that is Ford history that we can identify with our storytelling.
Well, we want to really talk about moving big things around and the Ford Transit van line. The Ford Transit is celebrating an anniversary coming up. Why don't you tell us about it?
I will. The Ford Transit, which is Ford's commercial van line and actually overall van line, is celebrating its 10th anniversary in the U.S. That's kind of a misnomer. If you went to England and you said the word transit, it's synonymous with van.
And that goes back to what, World War II?
No, it's in the 60s once
again.
Okay,
60s.
It'll be celebrating its 60th anniversary next year for the Transit. But we in the U.S., we always had the Econoline, and we always had the E-Series for the vans. I learned how to drive on a three-in-the-tree Econoline.
You and me both.
But 10 years ago, we brought the Transit over from Europe. It's one of those cases of pulling from the best within the Ford system. And it's mainly because of the configuration. The Transit will allow hundreds of different configurations between high top, low top, the way that you can deck out your commercial van. So whether you're a bakery delivering baked goods or a painter at the job site, Transit can be customized to what you need. And that shape that we brought over from Europe 10 years ago is what is so spectacular. And since then, we built and sold 1.2 million of them. It's the leading commercial van in America, which pairs nicely with the leading pickup truck in America. Mm-hmm. So if you see an American at work, there's a good chance that they're driving a blue oval badge Ford to do it.
There is. You know, the Econoline, I have to go back. My dad bought an Econoline van from a grandfather clock sales company in Hutchinson, Kansas, back when I was in like middle school. Took it in the garage. My dad's a mechanical engineer. You know, cut windows out. We put the captain's chairs in. We drove that sucker to Philmont for Scout Ranch. We drove it up to Vancouver. We drove it out to Washington, D.C. We took that Econoline everywhere. And the spirit of that, you know, the Transit has been around long, but, you know, as soon as you guys started to sell it domestically, it didn't take long before you were outselling every other vehicle in that class, right?
I did 100%. And congrats on Philmont. I did Philmont with my son a couple of years ago. Amazing experience. If you ever get a chance. But no, the Transit it's so customizable. And one of the things that when I talk to our, you know, the PR team come and we're crafting the story, and I always tell them, when you look at the Transit and when you look at the F-Series, think of Americans at work. And what we do better than anybody else is figure out the best way to allow our vehicles to let Americans get to work the way they want to work. And so whether it's the gasoline-powered Transits or we also can't leave out the fact we're the best-selling battery electric commercial vehicle in America. And some of the changes that we've just announced are different ways to charge it. And the fact that you can do Pro Power on board, which is a real game changer. I've got a Lightning in my driveway, and when our power went out last year, I powered my house for 3 days using my pickup truck. And you can power a job site if you are showing up, and once again, you're a painter and you're in your e-Transit, you can power everything else. So just think about it in your mind's eye. Usually we'll have two 220 outlets and 4 110 outlets. Mm-hmm. Think of all the things you can do with that power when you're at a job site.
Well, and it's not just about, you know, the work that you can do. I mean, I rode around in an E-Transit. So I'm an announcer for the Kansas City Chiefs and was doing the red carpet announcing for the NFL draft that was in Kansas City just last year. And we kind of had the red carpet set up way up on the hill above Union Station by the World War One Museum. And, you know, it was, you know, prospect from the University of Alabama, Bryce Young, and they would walk the red carpet. And as soon as they were done with the red carpet, each and every single one of them got into an E-Transit van and we drove them down the hill. I mean, just secure. I mean, the security down there was unbelievable, but you got these big, big, big guys and they're moving them all at the same time. And then smash cut to me taking my kids to Disney World. We get off the plane in Orlando and our private shuttle, it's a Ford Transit. I mean, our partners at Disney, we're happy to be able to kind of get that little kismet. If only we'd stop at a Home Depot, I think we'd been in decent shape. But the fun thing for us, at least in Kansas City, is these are made right up the road in Clay Como. And, you know, a lot of good paying jobs and whether you're hauling welders around or, you know, defensive ends, you know, there's just a lot of utility and versatility to these transit vans.
That's the thing. And they're American made in Kansas City, just like the F-Series is American made in Kentucky and Michigan. So between the two different work vehicles that Ford puts out, that they're the best selling in their class, all of those are made in America 100%. And some of the crazy stats on the transit and who uses them, more than 200 state and local governments, nearly 100 utility companies, 300 wholesale and retail. It's a van that's meant to go to work. Mm-hmm. At the same time, you can also customize it. And I've seen amazing jobs with aftermarket outfitters who can turn a transit into basically a mobile home on wheels, where you can camp in your transit. I was just down at NASA last weekend at Cape Canaveral for a space launch, and I saw a couple of transits at the RV area. So it's customizable to turn it into whatever you want it to be.
Well, I thought that we've got the Kansas City Current from the National Women's Soccer League announced for them too. We've got a big launching of their brand. The first ever women's professional stadium in the world is opening in Kansas City here in less than 2 weeks. And we got the Teal Mobile, which is a Ford. And I was like, I think that's a transit. And then I looked, I'm like, I think it might be an F-59 at like a step-in sort of thing. It's a little bigger. I'm not sure you could run a food truck out of a transit? I think that'd be a little, it'd be difficult. Depends on what you're serving.
You could. Some of the bigger ones, you could definitely do it. But for the most part, when you see these transits, think delivery, think mm-hmm. commercial van services, think painters, think yard services, you know, the people who are showing up and going to work, and the transit's the vehicle for them. Although in the old days, and a certain rock band that you might think of whose initials are RS in England used to kick around in a transit, and that's what they used to haul their equipment around. So you can find some old pictures of transits in England and rock stars. It's pretty durable and pretty changeable vehicle.
Well, you know, when it's got its history, I believe, were they producing those in Cologne, Germany? Is that where the first?
They produced some in Cologne, but the most of the transits were produced in Dagenham, the big giant, the equivalent of the famous Rouge was in Dagenham, where you know, they built the motors and they built the Anglias and all the different UK cars, and the transit was there. They actually had one of the first transits from 65, I believe, in their vehicle collection, and it was for a bakery. Mm-hmm. So the baker delivered his baked goods to his clients and his Ford Transit, and it's one of the prestige fleets cars in their fleet. So they have a Ford GT, like Ford versus Ferrari, and have a Ford Transit. It just shows you the variety of the different types of vehicles that Ford can build.
Well, when you've been around as long as Ford has been, and, you know, I've got my fourth grader, he's got his research project. They have to pick an American and they're doing their wax museum. He's picked Henry Ford. And we're talking about, you know, what the innovation that Ford has brought to the United States and to the world. I don't want to put you on the spot, but when you know, as an archivist, do you have a favorite model from those European transits? Because they've got a really unique look to them.
I don't have a favorite model. because essentially they didn't change much over the first decade or two. Mm-hmm. But what I do enjoy with the European transit is the way that they were put to work. You know, the London taxi cabs, everybody gets a mental image immediately of what a London taxi cab. Mm-hmm. And when you say the word van in Europe, your mind, European minds particularly, go immediately to the transit and the different shapes. Hey, tell your son to go to FordHeritageVault.com and he can download a bunch of different information. It's our public facing website. We've got 15,000 images and press releases and documents in there. So he should be able to find some good information on Henry Ford and the Ford Motor Company at FordHeritageVault.com. We actually built it for thinking that we had three audiences in mind. We had students, journalists, and then enthusiasts. So if I have a 67 Fastback Mustang, I can download the brochure. Uh-huh. If I'm a kid writing a paper on Ford Motor Company, I can download images of the Rouge and the Willow Run and the Arsenal Democracy. So I love to think that students are using this.
Is there like an old hat he had laying around that we could just borrow for like a week? Because he's supposed to dress up as Henry Ford. And I'm like, well, you can't really bring an assembly line with you, but we could figure something out.
No, and Henry didn't typically wear a hat. So tell him not to worry about a hat.
Okay, but I'm taking notes. That's the kind of deep dive stuff that we have become accustomed to with Ted Ryan anytime he talks to us from Ford. We could talk about the transit all day, but I'm sure we're going to have you back on the show soon. Anything that our listeners should be looking for on the horizon that Ford's got in store for us in 2024?
Mustang 60, get ready.
Ooh, boy.
Buckle in, because Mustang turns 60 on April 17th, and there will be a couple of announcements that I can just tease what's going to happen.
Uh-huh.
And then in August, I can go ahead and tease this one all the way. The Mustang was introduced at the World's Fair, and you would get in a vehicle, a Galaxy or a Mustang or a Fairlane, and you would go through this Disney-created ride.
Mm-hmm.
That was a history of the world. Well, we have identified one of those Skyway Mustangs that still exist and will be on display at Disneyland. So,
wow.
In August, if you're in LA, make sure to, between August 9th and 11th, make sure to check out the Skyway Mustang.
So, well, we're going to have to work that out with our partners at Disney too, and make that happen. But let's just go ahead and book. Let's just book those for the Mustang 60. Ted, we love having you on the show. Every time you're always bringing it. We learned today, most importantly, that Mr. Ford did not ever wear hats. So we got that.
He wore them occasionally, but not very often. don't focus on the hat. Focus.
Okay.
But he always wore a tweed kind of jacket. So,
yeah, we've got that ready. We found one at a little consignment sale that'll fit him, that we don't have to hem a foot up the sleeves. But got the tweed. We got to see if he can grow a mustache. He's only in fourth grade, but we'll see what happens.
There we go. And don't tell your son, but Henry Ford was a health nut and basically ate a lot of soy products. So,
yeah, we've
you don't have to go that far, but you know, if he wants to live the part, he can make a chocolate chip soy cookie, which was Henry Ford's favorite recipe.
Chocolate chip soy cookie.
You can Google the recipe. You can find it online pretty
easily. That's fantastic. And one more time, what is the website for people to go to for the history of Ford?
It is FordHeritageVault.com, and the user stats are insane. We have about a quarter mm-hmm. of a million people a month hit the site. Each month, we're averaging 1.2 to 1.5 million searches and between 200,000 and 300,000 items downloaded. And we have nearly every brochure that Ford has ever produced in the U.S. Mm-hmm. and photos of all of our vehicles between 1903 and 2003.
You guys put so much work into that. I remember when you came on the show and talked to Randy about it, and it was just from the jump, it is a really impressive site. So, Ted, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. We appreciate everything Ford's doing. We appreciate all the folks up the road here in Clay Como that are making these transit vans, and we can't wait to have you back on the show.
Thank you so much, and looking forward to doing another one in the future.
All right. You've been listening to The National Defense.